bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I honor the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. I honor the Lord God on this morning. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Give honor to everyone that is online, to everyone that is in the house of the Lord. God is so, so good. I am so serious. Hallelujah. And we got to get to the place where when we say that we feel something deep down on the inside. Hallelujah. Not that we're just saying it, but that we know it. And we're giving him a worthy praise for being so good to us. I bless God on today. I praise him. I magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I need you to know that when you really need God, he is there for you. Hallelujah. I praise him and I magnify him on today. Hallelujah. Because he is my everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Our topic for today is, I need you to profess this to yourself. I'll surrender for grace. What is grace? Anybody know what grace is? Nobody knows. Well, by the end of this message, you will know. Okay, our big brother, Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was someone that really yielded to God. It did not take much for him to see that God was real and that God meant what he said. A lot of times God have tried to show us who he really is and that he means what he says, but I think we backtrack, like Tashika was talking about this morning, and we go back to our carnal man allowing pride to stand up in us and dictate to us how we should feel and how we should act and how we should speak, how we should perceive things, and you know that list goes on and on and on. But Paul, when he learned and heard the teachings of Christ, he yielded to him just like that. Just like that, Paul did. Okay? And because he did, he had favor with God. Hallelujah. God favored Paul in giving him revelations, giving him understanding of the scriptures. Hallelujah. He favored Paul in giving him visions, giving Paul to understand who God really was, who Christ really was, who the Holy Spirit really was, and all of the various works that each one of them did in our lives. Hallelujah. People looked on Paul, which we was talking about this morning in Christian education, and they saw the power of God in his life, and they desired what Paul had from God, but they didn't want to do the work. That's what she said. I keep telling y'all, y'all be all up in my stuff. I don't have conversations with people about what the Lord give me to preach, because sometimes it's like right at the 11th hour. But people looked at Paul, and they wanted God and the move of God to be in their lives like he was in Paul's life, but they didn't want to totally surrender to God, okay? So you had all of these false apostles. A lot of people claim to be an apostle. And they went around teaching contrary to what Paul taught. They went around to the various churches. Hallelujah. But when it came to the church at Corinth, the people were, they had to be so of the world, loved the world so much, until they believed the false apostles. Okay? And that created a lot of opposition for Paul, because people were looking at him cock-eyed. They were not wanting to receive Paul's word. Let me tell you something about you being in the world and loving the world. When you love the world, it's easier to listen to the crap that somebody will say and talk, hallelujah, because really they're talking against God and the word of God, but you're easy to listen and believe what a false prophet or a false apostle says, because it will eventually line up with where we are in the world. Yeah, it will. Hallelujah. When you really go hard after God, people can't come to you and talk a bunch of garbage and you believe it. Hallelujah. You will let them know, you know what? You can take that garbage somewhere else, because I'm trying to get my spirit cleaned up and I don't want it. Hallelujah. And I refuse to let you dump garbage on me. Hallelujah. The people, the church at Corinth was so worldly minded that they would listen to the garbage that the false apostles were preaching. Hallelujah. Where's your mind? Where's your love? Hallelujah. We learn. We will allow people to teach us and instruct us. Hallelujah. And even though it's contrary to what the Lord has said, hallelujah, we'll gobble it up, because our love is in the world. It was so much opposition in the church. Hallelujah. Because so many people wanted the power, the authority, the gifts, whatever they looked at Paul's blessings from the Lord as, that's what they wanted. God should give it to them. Take it from Paul and give it to me. Whew. God, I'm so glad you're my help. I love you. Hallelujah. It got so bad that the false apostles, the ones that wanted to be apostles, it got so bad that the false apostles had the brethren in the church believing Paul was crazy. Paul didn't know what he was talking about. Paul was the false prophet, and the false prophets were the prophets of God. God help great grace. And because the brethren wanted to live, the sisters, the people wanted to live so much in the world, they believed the false prophets, the false apostles rather. They believed them. And they hated Paul. They had issues with Paul. They didn't want to hear what Paul had to say. You know what I thank God for right now? Because everything I've said up to this point, it was not on my paper, was not on my mind, and never came to my mind. It's all coming right in. Good God Almighty. None of what I've said so far came to my mind before I started talking about it just now. Good God Almighty. See, I don't have no motive for everything I just said. I ain't no motive. The brethren, they envy Paul. Now, that scripture in chapter like 9 and 10, I think it's like, chapter 9 starts talking about Paul and the opposition that he faced because of the false apostles. Hallelujah. Chapter 10 talks about how Paul was gentle. His spirit was a gentle spirit. His spirit was a meek spirit. And even in all of that, they still hated Paul because they could not have what God had given to Paul. When we get to chapter 11, Paul begins to vindicate himself. Hallelujah. See, Paul wanted to vindicate himself because he loved souls. False prophets, false apostles, they do not love your soul. Hallelujah. They love you, your carnal man, and how it can make your carnal man respond. Paul loved souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he starts to explain to them who he really is, why he really is here. He is about pushing the word of God so that people can be saved, that they can be healed, that they can be delivered. Hallelujah. Okay? Paul was the one that spoke the truth. But the truth, people that want the world won't receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People that want the world will always be able to go and express to other people that they, that those spirits link up with. See, your spirit will link up with another same spirit of the same sort. In other words, if you've got a lion spirit, it's easy for you to link up with someone else that's got a lion spirit. Hallelujah. If you got a spirit that just wants to live in the world, it's easy for another spirit that wants to live in the world come and talk to you and lay trash on you, and you will accept it. Hallelujah. Paul was so committed and dedicated to the soul of man, to people being whole and complete in God. Hallelujah. That when the false apostles were looking for pay, Paul was like, that's not on my agenda. It doesn't matter whether people give me anything or not. It wasn't his agenda. We want to be paid for what we do. Hallelujah. Ooh. Can you fly across the world or the states and use your own finances to go and bless somebody with the word of God? Mm-mm. If it's no worldly fun in it, 9 times out of 10, we don't want to be bothered. Okay, so we're in chapter 12. Hallelujah. And Paul continues to defend himself. Hallelujah. He was like, I'm not really bragging, but I am telling you the truth. While you're busy paying attention to what false apostles are saying, hallelujah, I'm telling you the truth. If I didn't, God would handle me. Okay? Hallelujah. Paul was walking in the favor of God and the honor of God. Okay? Again, God had given him so many visions and revelations. Hallelujah. And he started to explain this to the people in chapter 12. He was like, look, I don't need to brag. I don't need to go through a whole bunch of changes. But let me tell you how good God is in my life. Hallelujah. He showed me a man. Hallelujah. That parted this life and went into the third heavens. God showed him things that he can't even speak. Nobody can speak about them. Nobody can voice it out of their mouths. Hallelujah. This is what God did. This is what he shows. These are the visions that the Lord gave me. Hallelujah. But it's so easy for you to believe false apostles. Hallelujah. He was like, you know what? I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. Hallelujah. Because the things that I really, really want to boast about is my weakness. That's the only thing that I have to boast about is that I am weak. Hallelujah. I don't know how to maintain myself from one minute to the next. It takes God. And I got to look to him. I got to depend on him. I got to go to him for him to have my back. Hallelujah. I cannot boast of myself, hallelujah, except for the fact that I am weak. This scripture. Chapter 12, 2 Corinthians. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. For instance, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether he was in the body or not, I don't know. I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up unto the up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body. I cannot tell, but God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. Hallelujah. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Hallelujah. He said, the only thing I'm boasting about is that I am weak. I am in need of the Father. Hallelujah. Okay? Let's fast forward to verse 7. And I'm reading from I just read from King James, but I'm reading this portion from the easy to read version. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. But I must not be too proud of the wonderful things that were shown to me. So a painful problem was given to me, an angel from Satan sent to make me suffer so that I would not think that I am better than anyone else. I begged the Lord 3 times to take this problem away from me. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Oh, I'm remembering King James. But the Lord said, my grace is all you need. Only when you are weak can everything be done completely by my power. So I will gladly boast about my weakness. Then Christ's power can stay in me. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord, say, I'll surrender for your grace. Ooh, hallelujah. We boast about a lot of things. We were talking about, y'all got to come to Christian education class. Hallelujah. Okay? People will boast about their abilities. They will boast about what they know. But even when we look into the world teaches us, don't talk about your weaknesses. They say people will look on you and not respect you and think you're weak. I don't care what you think. I need the Lord. I don't know where I'm going from one minute to the next. I don't know what I'm doing from one minute to the next. I need God. Hallelujah. I need him to instruct my every step. I really do. Hallelujah. Simple things that you take for granted that you know how to do, I'm dependent on the Lord. I'm like, God, please tell me when to do this, when to do that. Please, God. I know I don't have sense enough to know. Because the thing is, as soon as something comes along that distracts my attention, when I should be doing this over here, hallelujah, something is going to come that I desire more to be engrossed in. And I'm not going to know what I need to be doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may call it being preoccupied. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may call it being something to distract you. Hallelujah. We got a whole heap of distractions. Hallelujah. It was like, you know what? There's so many wonderful things that God has done for me. And I'm telling you, if you look at Paul's life, you just study Paul's life, oh my God, people would kill. They would kill for Paul's life. Hallelujah. Because we run around and think we know God. We think we know what he's saying. We think we know his next move, and we're so wrong. Hallelujah. We're going off of something we may have heard the Lord say, a way that something may be happening, and cause people to try to believe, God told me, God let me know. Bless the Lord. Why didn't he let you know before you saw a sign? Why didn't he let you know before he started? Hallelujah. He's like, I can't be too proud of all the wonderful things that God is showing me. Hallelujah. So, Paul says that a thorn, King James describes it as a thorn, God allowed to be put in his flesh, that he would not get exalted above measure, that he would not think he was better than somebody else. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you got a thorn, whoo, you better thank God for it. And if you think you got a thorn and it really is not a thorn, go somewhere and start repenting and do your first works over. Because sometimes we think we got a thorn. Hallelujah. But if you think you got a thorn, then you're not praying for the Lord to move it. If you think you got a thorn, there ain't nothing you got to fast for. Because you would know, according to Paul, if it really is a thorn, you need to start embracing it and thanking God for it. Hallelujah. And if you do that for something that you have, and it's not the power of God moving in your life, then you need to fast unto him and say, God, show me your truth. I got my own truth. Hallelujah. You got to make sure, like they were saying this morning in Christian education class, that pride is not so high in you that you'll call the power of God marvelous in your life. And what you're going through is a thorn. Hallelujah. How long will you, if it's a thorn, how long will you hold on to it and keep it and thank God for it? Would you get tired of your thorn? Paul realized that it was a thorn. Hallelujah, that the Lord sent an angel of Satan to buffet him. Think you knew what angels were. Think you knew all about angels. Angels come from the Lord. Yeah, they did, but there's some bad ones and some good ones. There's some ones that didn't want God. They wanted the world, and they got kicked out of heaven. You got to know what you're talking about when you're talking about an angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says God sent an angel from Satan to buffet Paul. It's like that carnal flesh is of the world. The world handles its own. He's like, I'm not sending nothing spiritual to deal with that carnal man. I'm going to send the carnal thing. I'm going to send the angel from Satan. Because see, when he finishes dealing with Paul's flesh, then Paul going to want more of me. If he sent the spiritual angel from heaven, Paul would think, ugh. I have arrived. When you are in Christ Jesus, I love y'all, right? He will never, never show you or tell you you have arrived where you need to be in him. It's not going to happen as long as you live. Well, the Lord told me I was already entering into his kingdom of heaven. Now then, you're still alive. That's your carnal man. Search the scriptures. And my God ain't carnal. The God that I serve, the one and only true and living God, he is not carnal. How does God encourage you in the word? He encourages you to hold on to him because he got your back. Show me in the word where God praises you. Show me. You know how I'm a little dumbfounded, a lot dumbfounded. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the Bible. Because every time I open it, Lionel, I need God's understanding. Because you know how many revelations is just in verse 1? Go as high as you can up. And as high as you can go up, there's still more revelations above it. Go as far down as you can deep. Keep going into the deep. Hallelujah. You'll die before you get there. And there are multitudes of revelations in the heights and in the depths of God. Because what he wants to do with his word, how he wants to form his word, is so vast we can't even, we will never be able to understand it. But we know him. Hallelujah, we got him paid. That's what Paul said. I am not boasting about what God has done in my life. I'm boasting about me being weak. That's it. I need the Lord. Hallelujah. And the thing he said I'm loving about God now, that he loved me so much, he didn't want me to get my butt up on my back. That's what they used to say in the old days. Got your butt up on your back. Got your butt up on your shoulders. Your butt up on top of your head. Well, Paul didn't want any of that. And God did not want that for Paul. So he sent an angel to buffet him. He sent some problems to Paul in his body so that he would not feel like and get the mind that he was better than anyone else. Look at the mercy of God in all of our lives. Because even though we feel we are better than, he haven't sent a messenger of Satan to buffet you out of love. Stop taking it for granted that you are good, that you're okay. Hallelujah. And you're so close to God. It's just his mercy that has not sent an angel from Satan to put a pain up in your body. And you know how I know he haven't done it? Well, no, I got one. No, you know how I know? Because the revelations he gave Paul, the visions he gave Paul, the words he spoke to Paul, he not speaking to us. Hallelujah. Your mind, your desires, got to come up out of the world. God tries to pull us up out of the world with his word. And still that's not good enough. Paul say, I beg the Lord. 3 times I begged him, please take this problem away from me. You know what the Lord said to Paul? My grace is sufficient for you. I'm back in King James. My grace is all you need. My grace is all you need, Paul. See, my grace will help you endure it. My grace will not allow the sickness to go beyond what I say it goes. See, this is the thing about an angel coming from Satan. He probably, just like he did with Job, he probably went before the Lord and asked to be able to touch Paul too. He probably tried to tell the Lord, you know, Paul, big head and everything, he think he have a right, he think he know you. Hallelujah. And the Lord was like, you already knew me, Satan. You're in heaven with me. You already know I don't play those games. And you already know where I'm going to get up out of my face because I don't take counsel from you. I already know what I'm going to do with Paul. He said, I can't imagine the Lord saying to the devil, you ought to be glad that I let one of your empty angels go buffet my servant. He said, but it's not to take him down. It's just so he don't become like you and feel like he's better than my son. Because if I let him know that he was better than my son, he'll start thinking he's better than me. Because that's exactly what he's doing down on the earth. He's coming and pretending he's me, pretending to bless people, and they're listening to him. See, you can do that in sin's domain, but you can't do it in the heavens. Can't do it in my domain. I'm not having it. Who would not serve a God like this? You like, Paul, don't ask me no more. Don't ask me no more to take this pain from you. He's like, you got my grace. My grace says how far it will allow the pain to go. And if you have preached my word and you believe my word, you already know I won't allow nothing to be put on you that you can't bear. Good God Almighty. You losing your mind because you're determined that you're going, God going to listen to you and make it your way. Don't work like that. If you got a load on you, it's, you can bear it. You can bear it. Hallelujah. Bear it and keep on moving closer to God. Hallelujah. He's like, this is the thing I need you to understand. Hallelujah. You got to be glad to have the weakness that you have. You got to be glad for the affliction that has come against you. Hallelujah. You got to be glad when you're persecuted and when problems come your way. Why? Because it's when you are weak that my strength is made perfect. You ought to profess it if you can. I'll surrender to God just for his grace. Yeah. His grace. Oh yeah, I'll surrender. I'll surrender for grace. Hallelujah. Okay, the Lord told Paul, he said, my grace is all you need. It's only when you are weak that everything can be done completely by my power. When everything is done completely by my power, there are no mix-ups. There are no mess-ups. And whatever you're in, whatever I allow you to be in, I will bring you out. We waste a lot of time trying to get ourselves out of stuff, and we only make bad matters worse. Hallelujah. It's like, you got to see me. What if you think you got a thorn in your flesh? Hallelujah, it's because your eyesight is being dimmed by the things of the world, by your carnal desires, and you can't see God clearly. It says it's only in your weakness when you don't know what to do with yourself, when you don't have the answers. You've been on the website, the World Wide Web. Hallelujah. You sought other people's opinions. You sought doctors' opinions. And you can't figure it out. You don't see no way out. Hallelujah. It's only then when you drop your hands and you drop your mind and you drop your emotions and say, God, I need thee. I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I should have come a long time ago, but I come to thee now. Hallelujah. It's only when you get at your wit's end and stop trying to handle your own life that God can move completely by his power. Whew. Paul understood it. When the Lord speaks, how many times does the Lord speak to you? You just don't get it, and you just keep going in the same direction you were going in. But I love Paul. He got it. He's like, Lord, I hear you loud and clear. I understand you. Hallelujah. I got it. I need the power of Christ to rest upon me. I need God's direction in my life. He says, so I will gladly boast in my weakness. I'll be glad to tell you about my weakness. I told y'all this morning about them five people. Hallelujah. Most gladly will I therefore glory in my weakness, because when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. That's what real strength is, knowing that you can't take another step, but you feel God moving your legs and your feet. You know, hallelujah, that your mind cannot even stand another thought, but you feel God directing you what to do. Move and do this, move and do that. Hallelujah. You feel the power of God moving and directing you. I understand it. I get it. Some of you don't need it. You're so well put together. Keep living. I need to make a song about that one. Keep living. Hallelujah. Who you be? That's a whole nother song. Who you be? Who be you? Paul got it. And count him as dumb. Count him as ignorant. Hallelujah. He's like, I want the power of Christ to rest on me. What is the power of Christ? Grace. What is grace? God. Hallelujah. He said, yeah, I'm glad to have weaknesses. Hallelujah. I am glad to have weaknesses. If they are for Christ, if they're going to draw me closer to the Lord, fine, I'll take every weakness that's supposed to come my way. Hallelujah. He says, so go ahead on. Insult me. Go ahead on. Bring hard times my way. Woo. Go on and persecute me. Do what you do best. Do your best at whatever you do when you want to come against me. Hallelujah. Because what you don't see is my army. Hallelujah. You don't see the host of heaven, hallelujah, that God has sent to stand behind me, on the side of me, in front of me, over top me and underneath of me. You don't see the host of heaven. Take your best shot. Oh, good God Almighty. Because it's when you're shooting, Caleb. Hallelujah. When you are afflicting, I know I'm strong. Because the strength of the Lord is upholding me. And he won't let nothing nobody want to do. He won't let it prosper. He won't let it take my life. He won't let it beat me up. Take your best shot. Well, Paul Morton said, I'm still standing. I'm still holding on to what I believe. Still motivated, fully persuaded. I'm still standing on the word within my heart. Hallelujah. Still standing. Paul was like, go ahead. I'll gladly boast about my weakness. You want to know some of them so you can attack them? Help yourself. Help yourself. Hallelujah. I am so glad that I got weaknesses because God now knows that I need him. He now knows that my spirit is being more humbled. Hallelujah. So that he can come and move and work on my behalf. Hallelujah. I am glad for the rebuke, for the reproof, for the persecutions. I'm glad for every problem that you can throw in my life, in my ministry. Ministry is my life. Hallelujah. But I'm glad for everything you throw in great grace to turn it upside down, to twist it all around. I am glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Because I know I got a God that stands with me, that holds me, and fights for me. I know that. Hallelujah. I got a God that loves me. Hallelujah. I see the power of God. Hallelujah. We were not as many in number as we once have been, but so many that had the numbers since COVID have closed down. I'm so glad for the way that God directed me. Hallelujah, because he started directing me 30, 40 years ago because he knew COVID was coming. He said, I'm going to tell you what to do to get everything in order so that when COVID comes, you're going to be standing. He never said when COVID comes, but I knew he was directing me to be able to make it. Hallelujah, take your best shot. Hallelujah, I'm on the same page with my brother Paul. Hallelujah. I know the word that says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every lying tongue that rises against me in judgment, who gonna condemn it? Get in your word. I love Paul as an example to us how we ought to walk in the Lord, how we ought to trust God, how we ought to yield to God. Hallelujah. You got to tell the Lord, I surrender for your grace. See, God is grace. And what you don't realize, every time you cut up, every time you go after the world, you yield to the world, you yield to unrighteousness. Every member, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and every member that you yield to unrighteousness, hallelujah. Don't you know it takes grace for you to wake up the next day when you walking up out of the sin? It takes grace for you to walk out. God's grace. You ain't do it and get over. It's God's grace that brings you out and wakes you up to see another day. Hallelujah. But you ought to say, God, I surrender. I surrender to you, to every setback, every problem, everything that I accused someone of doing to me. Every time I thought, hallelujah, I was being done wrong, I did not see the big picture. I could not see through your eyes. Your eyes are holy. My eyes are carnal. God, thank you. And to be able to come through so many things, to be able to come through all that the false apostles were doing and saying, brothers that love me, for them to now hate me, to be able to come through that. You brought me through, God, and I thank you. So whatever else is on your list that I have to endure, I thank you in advance. Song said, praise him in advance. Yeah. Hallelujah. Stop trying to get rid of what's there, trying to teach you and bring you to a place in God. Hallelujah. Where you will be strengthened and built up in your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's God's grace. Yield to the power of God. Hallelujah. Yield to the control of God. Let him and him only possess you. Hallelujah. See, you let him possess you. You ain't going to be rocking around like Tumbo. Hallelujah. You can say, God, thank you. You'll have a praise on your lips proceeding from the city of your soul. Hallelujah. Let him possess you. Let his Holy Spirit. Don't the word say his Holy Spirit is supposed to live in you? Phew. Yeah, right. Yeah. In that possession. And then how the enemy comes and possess people, the demonic spirits get inside of them and direct them what to do. The Holy Spirit wants to possess us. Hallelujah. But we let him in and then we kick him out when we want to do us. Phew. Hallelujah. God is grace. That unmerited divine assistance for us to be able to regenerate. Hallelujah. The sanctification that he's constantly giving and pouring out to us. Hallelujah. I'll surrender for grace. I'll surrender for God. I'll surrender for him to be there to bring me through everything that I gotta endure. Everything that comes my way, I'll surrender to God because I know I'm gonna be all right. Hallelujah. God is amazing. He is so amazing. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for everybody that came to Christ or rededicated their lives to Christ on Wednesday at the funeral home. If you rededicated your life to the Lord, lay down every imagination that's in your mind and your heart, your spirit. Stop sizing your life up and get in God where he wants you to be according to the scriptures. Not according to what you feel, you think, what you want to do, what nobody else says, but according to the word of God. Because this is the thing about chances. Hallelujah. Those coming back to the Lord, how many times have you come to him and reverted back to doing things your way? Hallelujah. I don't know how. I don't know how to give you eloquent words that you would think I'm smart or I got good sense or I know what I'm talking about. All I have is what the Lord says. And I thank God because he did not go get taught from no one else. He says, who can counsel me? Who can teach me? Who can enlighten me? And all I know is literally the word of God. I don't know how to fix stuff up. I don't know how to make it look cute, make it look good. But there's one thing I know without a shadow of a doubt, that it is the Word of God. Stop making the mistake of saying, God, I come to you, and you've done this a number of times, but you yet go back living according to your own will. Pick yourself up and put yourself, for a lot of us that's out of place, put yourself in the will of God. And even as the close of this day goes, even as the close of this week goes, even as the close of this month goes, even as the close of this season goes, some of you that are out of place will not get back in place. For whatever reason, you're not going to be a pole and get beat up and banged up and go back and still take the same crap over again. Disassociate yourself with people in your job, people in your family. Hallelujah. Got all kinds of reasons for doing what you say is going to help you. Ain't nothing going to help you but being in the will of God. Hallelujah. My mind, this message is, it really was something heavy on the mind, because it was almost like a movie reel was fast forwarding before me of people's lives. And that's why I'm telling y'all this, of people's lives. And every choice they made to do contrary what scripture says. And I really feel like this is a warning. Let go of the way you think. Let go of what has unnerved you, what has bothered you. Hallelujah, let go. Look what Paul took. Get yourself back in place. In place is in the will of God. Hallelujah. The reel was just running so fast. So many situations. So many people. Hallelujah. And I had this feeling now, like once this reel stops running, and I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's not going to be long. Once it stops running, it may be too late to save you or us from whatever would come as a result of us not lining back up with the will of God. This is not a time to play. It is not a time to be in your feelings. It is not a time for you to take on your own thought. Hallelujah. It is not. It's not. On the 24th of January, this month, less than 2 weeks, my nephew, they're burying him in Denver, 38 years old. You think you got time? They came into his apartment and realized that he was just laying on the floor listening to his music. But he had been dead for maybe like 3 days. You think you got time? This is the thing. Because God doesn't take us out of here, we feel like we got time to still be us and do us. But this particular thing with this reel that I see, and I still see it running, you know how he calls an end to some things? Okay, that's how you want it. Yeah, I always tell you about Romans 1, somewhere near toward the end of the scriptures. He'll give you over to that thing and let it rule you. I really feel like if a lot of places we need to be in, the places that we need to be in God, in other words, what his will is for us, not what we have chosen, not what we have decided. Hallelujah. Some job you may have walked away from, you need to go back, and if they don't have a spot for you, you need to repent to maybe everybody on the job. Okay? Maybe family. It's so much that we have gotten out of place with God because we were not like Paul and willing to accept whatever the Lord allowed. Hallelujah. I think when we finish past this place of this real running, there will be no more hope for that particular thing. You might decide after the real is gone, okay, well, I'm going to do it. But the blessings and the favor of the Lord are not going to be there in your life for that particular thing. It's going to be struggle and trouble. Man, you can put all that one in the book. Hallelujah. Go and read about your brother Paul. Okay? His life, his belief, his hope in God was phenomenal. Because he took the gospel of Jesus Christ at every word. Every word that Christ spoke, every word that was written. Because the word is God. Hallelujah. If nothing else helps you, think about your grace. You were able to go back. You went back and did the wrong thing, and it was nothing but God's grace. See, he don't keep tabs on how much wrong you do. It's written in the books of life. But every day of your life, every moment of your life, he's not judging you and holding back his grace from you because of what you've done. And we feel like because now we got grace to go and sin some more, that we got over. Worst understanding we could ever have. Hallelujah. Okay, it's one something. Y'all ready to go home? Huh? Oh. Okay, so it's 12:16. Y'all ready to go home? Oh, were y'all telling me that so we could start a whole nother message? I can't because that's all I have for today. Okay? All right, stand up. I want you to go profess to three people. I will surrender for grace. But don't say it if you don't mean it. Don't lie on your own self. This is not a place where you have to get yourself in trouble having an extra sin because you lied. Great grace, I will surrender for grace because God is grace.